proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We have been looking at the role played by God's servant in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. We turn our attention to the second verse. God said of this servant that, quote, "He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground," unquote. The Hebrew noun translated as tender plant is yonek. It denoted a young plantlet, sucking nourishment from a mature source. By deploying this term, the Holy Spirit perhaps implied that this servant would be fully dependent upon God for his power and sustenance, just as a sapling depends on a grown tree to provide nourishment. The phrase, root out of a dry ground, denoted the non-prestigious nature of that servant's background. The words dry ground described an arid, desert-like locale, as it did in Psalm 63. The Jewish people themselves came out of such an arid environment. God declared in Deuteronomy chapter 8 that the Jews comprised the fewest of all people. Nonetheless, God chose them as his peculiar treasure. The phrase Isaiah used seems more appropriate, though, with reference to Jesus Christ himself. When Philip told Nathanael about the Savior in the first chapter of John's Gospel, the latter figure asked, quote, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" unquote. Later in the Gospel of John, in the 9th chapter, the Pharisees derided the Savior's obscure origins. They told the man born blind who was standing before them that, quote, "As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is," unquote. The remainder of verse 2 in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah seemed to address the distasteful appearance presented by the servant. Isaiah noted that, quote, "He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him," unquote. Perhaps this observation tied in with a statement contained in the previous chapter of Isaiah, namely that the servant's, quote, "visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man," unquote. What did that statement imply? The Hebrew noun rendered as form, toar, depicted physical beauty. When negated, as it was in this passage of Isaiah, toar denoted a lack of physical attractiveness. The Hebrew noun hadah, describing glory, conveyed the same meaning, when negated with the term no. How did this tie in with Jesus Christ as Messiah? The Jewish nation anticipated their Messiah to manifest himself with splendor when he came. Instead, Jesus Christ arrived among them as meek and lowly. Isaiah's description of God's servant in Isaiah 53 confounded Jewish expectations of what Messiah should be like. The prophet's next statement added to the image presented in the prior phrase, quote, "When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him," unquote. This assertion did not imply that God's servant would appear physically repulsive to others, though few commentators have indeed implied that view. Rather, Isaiah's phrase suggested that the servant would not call attention to himself by means of his appearance. Jesus Christ attracted others unto himself, not by what he looked like, but by means of his character and through his works, not through external manifestations of inherent personal glory. Indeed, those who beheld Jesus Christ were drawn to him, not because of his looks, but because of who he was and what he did. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.